Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Everybody wanna glorify, murder, kill, kill. Somebody get shot, but these people still will. American history is drenched with political violence. From Lincoln to Kennedy to Martin Luther King, some of the greatest leaders of our country have been murdered by passionate partisans or the archetypal unstable lone gunman. But the list of U.S. congressmen who have been victims of assassination attempts is actually surprisingly short. In fact, the recent attempt on Congresswoman Gabriella Gifford is only the fifth such assassination attempt on a politician serving in Congress. According to William Browning, writing for Yahoo News, the official records of the House of Representatives mark four other times in which congressmen were severely hurt or killed by violence. The first is Representative Jonathan Kille, who was killed in a duel with Representative William Graves of Kentucky on February 24, 1838. Kille had accused Graves of bribery on the floor of the House, to which Graves responded by challenging him to a duel with pistols. Kille lost. The second is Charles Sumner, who was severely beaten on the floor by Representative Preston Brooks and Lawrence Kitt, both of South Carolina. They beat Sumner over an anti-slavery speech that verbally attacked Senator Andrew Butler of South Carolina, a relative of Brooks. Third such attempt was in 1954, when four Puerto Rican nationalists stormed the Capitol on March 1st and shot five congressmen. The fourth was the assassination of Representative Leo Ryan of California. He was murdered in Jonestown, Guyana, by followers of Jonestown leader Jim Jones on November 18, 1978. And finally, the last occurred this weekend, when a single gunshot to the head wounded Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson on Saturday, January 8th. Marking the fifth assassination attempt on a politician serving in Congress. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. Everybody wanna glorify, murder, kill, kill. Somebody get shot, but these people still will.